Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nakakaranas ng pangmamalabis mula sa mga nagpapaupa ng shared housing ang mga international students. Ayon sa survey mula sa University of South Wales at University of Sydney, base sa higit 2,400 o 2,400 international students na nakapanayam ni Basina Farthen Bloom, ang isa sa may-akda ng report, ilan sa mga pagmamalabis na nararanasan ay ang pagiging overcrowded o siksikan sa mga silid o kwarto. Nabibiktima rin daw ang mga estudyante ng exploitative prices o sobrang mahal na singil sa renta.
Like paying for accommodation that didn't even exist or that was completely different from what was advertised online, or landlords stealing students' bonds or charging an exorbitant amount of rent up front, which then makes it difficult for them to leave and find a safe place because they've handed all their money over. Some landlords would just suddenly increase the rent in the middle of the rental period, for example, around exam time, and then would say to the students, well, you know, either pay the increased rent or you can leave. We saw intimidation and harassment, moving extra people into the apartment that the student hadn't agreed to, and things like unfair eviction as well with a very short notice period.
Dagdag ni Farthen Bloom, kadalasang nag-uugat ang problema kapag idinadaan ng mga international students ang pag-aayos ng accommodation o uupahan sa social media o ibang peer-to-peer sharing website.
Universities and government need to provide housing services that empower international students to actually navigate these online platforms and find decent housing. And we need legal services for those students when they do run into problems. We also need far greater government investigation and enforcement to break the cycles of impunity and hold accountable the many landlords who just keep repeatedly engaging in deceptive and exploitative practices in relation to international students, especially in the share house space.
Ayon naman kay Stacey Myers, ang chief executive ng Shelter New South Wales, kalimitang hindi sapat ang kaalaman ng mga international students patungkol sa kanilang mga karapatan. Aniya, makakatulong ang information campaign na nakasalin sa iba't ibang lingwahe para matulungan ang mga nangungupahang estudyante patungkol sa kanilang rights.
More information distributed by universities and educational institutions about the rights of tenants. In multiple languages, particularly in Mandarin, one would think seeing a lot of the students were Chinese. I think there's a much stronger role for institutions to actually provide more information to students about what they're on their rights, and also probably to set up services where linked with tenants' advice services where students can get support and information.
Dagdag pa ni Myers, kailangang paigtingin ang mga batas para mabawasan ang mga pagmamalabis na mga nagpapaupa, lalo na sa New South Wales kung saan hindi ito gaanong mahigpit na pinapatupad na polisiya.
It seems that the legislation is not strong enough when it comes to the capacity of people to be charged when they set up multiple rooms that really do breach the fire and building regulations. And it comes back to councils having to go out and check on these dwellings all the time. And there's not enough resources to do that. So there clearly needs to be something put in place around stronger requirements for subletting of dwellings, and particularly when there's clear safety violations.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.